Napier enjoyed doing some of the booking. This is still with the Stanleys. And being the band's comedian as Dad or Grandpap. Was it ever Grandpop, by the way?
No, that was Pap. That's Old Mountain Way, Grandpap, P-A-P.
Okay, why was... what was the comedy act like and stuff?
Well, it was just a cranky old character with a gray long goatee and the gray wig. And
I bet you have some nice pictures of that, don't you?
To beat it all, I don't know. I could look. It's sort of doubtful.
Oh, okay. I think I've seen one of you, but...
Yeah, that was... I've seen that in Bluegrass Unlimited.
Yeah.
One of the first pictures.
Okay.
But, the Grandpap act smoothed on out in the... I used that on with Charlie Moore and the Napier, more Napier days for about our first two years together. And then I dropped that and Henry Dockery took it up, the same act.
Oh, okay. But not as Grandpap.
Yes.
He was, Dockery took the name too?
No, when Dockery, he didn't take the name. He just the same look, mm-hmm. with the goatee and the old man appearance. And they called him Uncle Henry.
Would you, what kind of acts did you do? What kind of comedy and stuff?
I guess you would call it, the old timers call it slapstick.
Mm-hmm.
And,
it was essential during that time, wasn't it, for,
Yeah, because if you didn't have some comedy, people wanted to be entertained in those days. They loved the picking and the singing, they're playing and singing. But they looked forward to the funny man of the program, which was the comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And George Shuffler, you know, he was a comedian with the Stanley Brothers. Actually, before I met him, their original comedians, didn't matter who was playing it, they called him Cousin Winesap.
Oh, yeah. That sounds familiar.
The first one I ever seen do it back in 48,
49. Yeah.
When I could get in and see the Stanley Brothers for 25 cents was a man named Ray Lambert, the bass player.
That was before Winesap? Or was it the same guy?
No, Ray was Winesap.
Oh, okay.
And then different ones came along, such as, there was different Winesaps, the same name, and then... After that, they started calling each one Snuffy.
Really?
Such as Jack Cook was referred to as Snuffy Cook.
Huh.
And then Al Elliott, he did the comedy act and was called Towser Murphy.
Towser?
Towser.
How do you spell that?
I believe it's T-O-W-S-E-R.
Hmm.
That was just a comedy name
mm-hmm.
for his comedy act.
Hmm. Good. Let's see. Comedians were very popular and common in bluegrass bands during this time. Most of the time, they wore outlandish costumes for immediate identification.
Yeah, that's it.
His pay averaged $50 to $75 weekly.
That's right there.
That's not bad, is it?
Well, if you got it, that's what most people were promised back in those days.
Promised, but didn't get.
Yeah, well, it depended on the business. You know, if it's there, you got it, and if not, you toughed it out.
Well, you changed in 63 or so in order to get away from poor, less salary or something?
Well,
left in 61, it says.
Yeah, 61.
Uh-huh.
That's when I joined up with Charlie Moore. That was to further my career,
mm-hmm.
and get myself better known as a musician. And to, to build a name as Bill Napier, and, you know, instead of a Clinch Mountain boy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just to further my career. I enjoyed most of my time with the Stanley Brothers. There was some history made there. It was some rough days, financial-wise. But,
Did Elvis really make an impact on you folks?
Pardon?
Elvis, did he really make an impact on you folks?
Elvis has been referred to in some of these write-ups. The rock and roll, some of the people that followed the bluegrass and old mountain music sort of converted over, and I'm talking about record buyers now, people that bought the records.
Mm-hmm.
And it hit everybody a pretty hard lick. The bluegrass really slowed right down, and we all seen some rough times. And I know right on back to the original. I've been pretty good friends with Bill Monroe since back in the late 50s. And we did, though, look out for one another. We would book someone in our area. They would book us in their area. And we tried to stay busy that way.
Then you did your, right there in the, as the folk boom or the folk scare was happening, you partnered up with Charlie Moore.
Oh, yeah.
But you stayed with that, you didn't go into the folk style at all.
No, we stayed with our, Old Mountain and, I guess Old Mountain music sound and with our own flavor, I suppose you could say.
Yeah.